B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 3 o'clock hour. Mike Misnelli Show, 3 o'clock hour, brought to us, as always, by Corporate Leafs Bakery and Deli. We're all famous tomato pie, hoagie party trays. Every bit is good. Baseball season was supposed to start today. We got nothing. And I don't know, like, what the prospect is at all. So let's try to get some insights with the man who covers the Phillies, who had to cut spring training real short. He's on the Comcast Business Hotline, Beyond Fast, Matt Breen. Matt, how's it going?
I'm good, Mike. How you doing?
Now, you're all hunkered down. I assume you're back here and not in Florida, right?
Yes, I should be in Miami today. Instead, I'm getting ready to watch Reese Hoskins play video games at 4 o'clock.
Oh, my. All right, so that's the story you're going to be doing? On Reese playing video games?
So. He's playing a guy from the Marlins, and then, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Oh, my. All right, so like this sport just dropped off the face, and we have no idea. And Manfred's trying to say some things, and he can only speak in generalities. So let me ask you this: if something turned around the next couple weeks, and they did fashion some kind of a restart date, what would that mean? Would they just have to come out of the gate because it would only be safe on that date? They wouldn't have time to throw in a mini spring training. What would happen?
Yeah, so I think really nobody knows, but I just, once this happened, I was curious to see how this was handled in the past, and it's never happened like this, but you can compare a little bit to what happened in 95 after the 94 strike when they came back, they pushed opening day late, and then 90, there was also a work stoppage, and they needed a 3-week camp each time that there was a work stoppage to begin the season. So I think that's what they would need to do now. They would need to have a 3-week spring training, whenever that would be. And best case scenario is the middle of May. And that's what Rob Manfred kind of hinted at last night on ESPN. He was optimistic that it would be in the middle of May. Mm. But really, I mean, if you look at the world, that's very optimistic. I think 2 weeks ago you would have believed that. But now I don't see baseball spring training starting in the middle of May.
I don't either. And I've been saying late June is the earliest they can even fathom a start. And in that case, we're talking about guys that have, you're counting on the workout on their own. They're not hitting off live pitching. I mean, what's the product going to look like when we come out of the gate with this?
You're going to have a lot of starting pitchers that can only go 3 innings, I would guess. Like in 95, after that short spring training, all the starters in the Phillies could really only go 5 innings for the first few weeks of the season. And that was with a 3-week camp and a season that started in April. If you're talking about a season that starts in July or August, it's going to be even shorter. So it's going to be a totally different product. But I think we have to look at it a different way. Like, you can't expect this season to be a normal baseball season. It's going to be just like the basketball. If basketball comes back, it's not going to be the normal NBA playoffs. It's all going to be a special, like a different version of what you're used to. And it's because of coronavirus. So you're going to have to understand that even if it's a 45-game baseball season, it's just that's what 2020 was in the whole sports world. It was the seasons affected by coronavirus.
What was he talking about with neutral site playoffs?
Yes, that's another thing. So if this, which I don't agree with, that talking about pushing the season past October into November and December, I think that's just absurd, because next 2021 spring training, if the world is back to normal, it's going to start in February. So you can't really push the season that far back. So if to have a neutral site playoff, that means that you're going to have to go to warmer cities, Southern California, Florida, Texas, and play in domes and outdoor stadiums. And that just doesn't make sense, because I think no matter what, end the season in October when it normally should, and then you pick up next year and everything's back to normal.
All right. We have no idea what to think of this team. I think they really needed the end of spring training to figure out what they actually were, even though their record was pretty good. So what was the impression that was left on you about how good this team is and what, what their prospects could be?
Yeah, the spring training record really doesn't mean anything, because it's usually affected by minor leaguers or guys that aren't even going to be in the organization. They're handling the late innings of these spring training games. But I thought the team looked fine. I went in the spring training thinking they were a fourth place team. I left it thinking they were a fourth place team, but they were a team that could outperform those expectations. And honestly, I was looking forward to today. Today, it would have been a fun day to see what this team was all about, and it's kind of disappointing to wake up and realize, you know, not only are they not going to play today, you don't know when they're going to play, and it's so tough to talk about the team because you don't even know what the team's going to look like when the season starts. So, if you flashed it back a month ago, I would have said they're a fourth place team that could make a run. But right now, I honestly don't know.
All right, so. I know. So, what as a baseball writer, what stories can you possibly come up with right now?
This week has been kind of easy, and last week was easy too. Things happen. There's news about the coronavirus. You can dig into some history and make connections between this and the past. But really, I mean, 3 weeks from now, I don't know what we're going to be writing about. Right? This week, we were able to churn out a bunch of stuff in the Inquirer. A lot today on Inquirer.com about the Phillies and opening day history and looking back at the last time they canceled spring training was 1980. Phillies won the World Series, and looking at that spring training, just reading through the archives, it's funny the things that were in common in 1980 with the 2020 team, not talent-wise, just storylines. And it's stuff like that. I mean, you got to be creative, just like you guys are being creative with your March Madness tournament.
We can talk about life, though. You can't. You got to cover baseball.
Yeah, but this is a test. It's a test of your creativity, and I think we're gonna take care of it. When it first happened, it was stressful, just like I'm sure anybody in the world was stressed out. Like, what the heck am I going to write about?
Yeah,
what's my job? But somebody told me I work with you'll be fine. You'll figure it out. And honestly, I think we've done that, and I think we will, too. We'll just figure this out.
One of the plans that was fostered was you get the okay. You start spring training Memorial Day. You start the season June 21st. There's an 81-game season. Is that feasible?
Yeah, it's feasible if it can start on Memorial Day.
Uh-huh. Spring training can start on Memorial Day. That you would actually start the season June 21st. That's three more weeks of spring training.
Yeah, that's ideal. I think 3 weeks is the ideal spring training. That's all you need. If spring training right now is way too long anyway, it's a moneymaker. If you really just cram it into 3 weeks, you can do all that stuff you need to get done. But I think it's the feasibility part is the real world complications of this virus and not really the baseball.
Yeah, there's no way we're going to be ready to start a spring training on Memorial Day. In other words.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay. All right, Matt, listen, best of luck to you. Thanks for coming on. One last question here, Rick, and you can lend your expertise to this. We're just kicking around where Bryce Harper ranks as a player. Now, I didn't put pitchers in the list. So I've got Bryce Harper as the, 11th best player in the game. And here's who I have. I have Trout, Yelich, Betts, Bellinger, Acuna. Tyrone forced me to move up Lindor to fifth. Soto, Arenado, Rendon, Judge, Freeman, Harper. How many is that? Is that 12? That's 12. Okay, yeah, that's 12. That makes him 12th. Now, could there be anybody else in there that would be ahead of Harper?
No, but I could put him ahead of Judge.
Okay.
I think he's probably where you have him. It's probably a pretty sound place to have him.
All right, so if I bumped up Freeman Harper and put Judge 12, and made Freeman 10, Harper 11, you'd be okay with that?
Yeah, those names were guys that, you can definitely say are better on-field baseball players than Bryce Harper.
All right, so am I missing anybody? Baez belong in there? Devers? Yeah. Trevor Story, Matt Chapman, any of them?
No, they're not. Bryce Harper, Matt Chapman.
All right, you got it, buddy. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Mike. Right, take care.
Appreciate it. All right. Baez, by the way, has moved to shortstop, so that gives him a little more impact.
Yeah, but
as a power hitting shortstop,
I'm good as long as you respect my guy Lindor, who I really, really,
all right,
really,
I moved him up.
But and also, I hope the Phillies are in on him next year. They saved the money this year. Didn't want to go all out. Got to be in on him.
All right. So let me change it a little bit. So I got Harper 11th.
Yeah, he's better than Judge. And he's been, And Judge has been hurt lately as well. Matter of fact, all those
Judge, who's more ferocious?
Well, Judge.
If you're a pitcher, who would you prefer to face? Yeah, depends. If you're a neutral arm pitcher,
you do have
if
to,
you delivered from the middle of your body instead of from the left
I
or
think
right side.
Slightly more you want to face Judge, but Judge plays gold glove level right field. Oh. Harper does not play quite at that highest level defensively. He was pretty good, but for his career, I think Judge is better. But I still, Harper ahead of Judge, I think. I think that's correct.
Okay.
Yeah. I was just giving you the MLB people. We took I took the Astros out.
You were high on that. Okay, I got it.
But no, like Torres, Tatis is just
yeah, I'm not going there.
You're going.
But, see, that's overthinking it.
Yeah,
you throw Tatis in there.
Yeah, like he has
Chapman. He's had an okay year, a good year last year. He's a solid player. He's not Harper. Like, if you put him on the market, he's not getting Harper money.
And Donaldson's been up and down.
Now he's older, and
he's an older guy. So that was another guy. They were just saying for 1 year. That's why I didn't understand.
See, that's
Tatis.
Harper hate.
Yeah.
That's Harper hate.
But I honestly think that whenever there is a season, he's real comfortable with himself. I think he's going to play his way into MVP consideration. I don't know if he'll win it because I don't know how good the Phillies are going to be.
Uh-huh.
I honestly think Harper, I think he's top three in the MVP. Okay. And then there's no doubt about it. He'll be back to being a no-brainer top 10 player.
Let me ask you this question. Would you trade Harper for Baez?
I'd have to consider
it. You would?
You put me in a jam. Baez is good and young.
Yeah,
and a shortstop is more important than right field, in my opinion.
Left-handed slugger.
I love, bro, but you're putting me in a tough spot when you do that.
I got to have a left-handed slugger.
But you're putting me in a tough spot when you do that.
I know putting you in a tough spot.
Because I like Bryce Harper.
That's what it was meant for, to put you in a tough spot.
But Baez is good. I think I'm an up-the-middle guy. I've always been an up-the-middle guy. You're the one who taught me that 20 years ago, up-the-middle.
Shortstop is maybe the most important position on the field.
This guy's playing a great.
I get it. You can find a shortstop, star caliber shortstop, I think, more than you can find a slugging left-handed outfielder. There aren't many slugging left-handed outfielders out there.
And that's why I need a 40 spot from him.
Look at the Bellingers. Look at the Yelichs.
Right, but those guys put up the 40 spot.
Okay.
He hasn't put up that 40 spot. Okay. I need Harper to the pro-rated 40 spot this year.
Okay.
The pro-rated 40s, whatever. How many? If it's 80 games, I need a 20 spot. I need half.
All right. By the way, I just got an email. The guy goes, all right, I'm trying to grow some stuff here, right?
He's giving you a hard time? Doesn't look
the
bad.
The guy goes, I like the new look, Fu Manchu. So apparently the bottom half isn't coming out that strong.
Oh, real fast. I know you're about to get to the phones. Well, I put up a Twitter poll for the executive challenge.
Oh, you did?
Yes, and I put it up 30 minutes ago, so now it has its final results. And it said, should you use an executive talent to reverse the decision? 65% of the people on Twitter, we had over 1,100 votes, say no.
All right.
35 say yes, so.
Well, 65 is more than 35.
Yeah.
So it stands. Joe in Westchester, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
Hey, Mike, can you hear me okay?
Gotcha, Joe.
Listen, I'm first of all, I want to give you guys kudos for keeping everything, people sane during this time of crisis.
Thanks, buddy. You're very welcome. We're glad to do it.
Guys do a great job of mixing the entertainment with life issues and sports. Now, I also want to preference this call that I'm the guy who did the Carson Wentz dress up set back in November. I sent it to you guys. I am the guy who did that.
The dress up set?
Yeah, the Carson Wentz Color Forms dress up set. The graphic I sent you.
Oh, okay. Matt, you remember this, right?
Yeah, I saw it. It was awesome.
I've refreshed my memory because I don't remember.
I did a Color Forms graphic.
Oh, the Color Forms. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, right. I'm the guy now.
All right.
Finally got through.
That's good stuff, Joe.
Yeah, and also I was a little concerned about Natalie because she looks a little stiff. She hasn't moved much, and every time she talks, her lips don't move.
They should have human lips. They should clutch cargo, Nat.
Oh my God!
They really should have Nat's lips on that graphic, but we can't produce that right now.
All right, so
that would have been hysterical.
That's just my humor. Anyway, I just want to get yours and Ty's and everybody's opinion about the picks, the first, the second, third round. I know we need wide receivers, but what do you think? What's your opinion of what positions need to be plugged in order for us to get back in the conversation, Super Bowl conversation? What key picks do you think?
Well, they need to get an impact wide receiver, and hopefully they can get that in the draft. And normally a rookie is not going to be the dynamic, 100-catch guy. So they're going to have to inch their way towards it. I don't know if they could pull it off by next year, to be honest with you.
Really? Is that?
Yeah, I'm not seeing them as a Super Bowl caliber team next year. But who knows?
I mean, don't you think there's just a few positions they need to plug in that's going to help them get back beyond the playoff?
What positions do you want to plug in?
Besides, we know wide receiver, and mm-hmm. we know that the corners are pretty key because of their past history.
Mm-hmm.
But what other positions? I'm asking your opinion. What other positions?
Well, here's the thing: they have tried to change it up a little bit, right? I don't know if I could trust their safeties yet. I got to see that. I don't know if I could trust Maddox as a starting corner. Right. They're going to patchwork with linebackers. They're just throw them in there because they don't think it's that important. So I have to see before I can say, yeah, they're a good team. And we'll know right away whether they're a good team or not. And on offense, you're going to have to get that guy that you draft be a dynamic performer to open the field. And I don't know if they can do that as quickly as next year.
Right, I see. So realistically, you're saying it's going to take more than just 1 year to plug this in?
Yes, I think.
All right.
And I hope I'm wrong.
I appreciate it.
All right, brother, do you want to pick a game in our field of 64?
Sure, why not?
All right, here it is. The Big Bang Theory was the 5 seed, and it faces off now against the 13th seed, an upset winner in first round, Golden Girls.
I'm older. I'm not as old as you think I am, but I've seen Golden Girls. I would say more for this generation than later. I would probably go with the Big Bang Theory.
Well, I mean, it's your personal preference. So
yeah, I would.
Are you going Big Bang?
Big Bang.
All right, there it is. Big Bang defeats Golden Girls. Well, that's heart-wrenching for Tyrone.
Boo.
Heart-wrenching for Tyrone and Natalie.
Boo.
They were both advocates of Golden Girls.
Yeah.
But Big Bang Theory survives. You're not that mad at that, are you, Ty?
No, and unfortunately it was the number one sitcom for a decade, so.
Ew.
Yeah, listen.
No.
This is the people's choice.
It's the people's choice, and it's not. Shelton has had a couple funny moments.
Not as funny as Blanche and Dorothy.
No, but...
And Sophia. Sheldon's not nearly as funny as Sophia.
For me, either one, I go...
Nah.
I'm out on both, so I could care less who advanced there.
I mean, I care, but...
I'm just passionate about this whole thing. This belongs to the people.
Yeah, let the wire lose.
The committee did its job.
Don't let the wire lose. Mike's going to flip the console somehow. That thing's bolted to the ground.
Listen, it's possible the wire could lose. However, my reaction to that would be some people aren't as enlightened as others.
Okay.
There's a guy on Twitter. You know, speaking about people you can never hang out with, right?
Yeah.
Now, have you heard anybody say anything negative about Seinfeld? It might not be your favorite, but it was brilliantly done for a lot of years.
Nobody
right?
intelligent, no.
All right, so this guy goes, Seinfeld, number one seed. That show sucks.
What?
Now, how in the world can anybody come to that kind of conclusion with that show?
Yeah.
Suck? I can see, I don't care for it. But sucks?
Yeah, that's a person who is not got a rockhead. Like, the show fits so much in.
I want to dime him out. I want to dime.
You'll find the guy.
I gotta find him. Even if you don't like it, you have to have respect for it. I did reply to him very, very,
right.
very kindly.
Like we're doing with certain shows that we talked about, like even Big Bang right now. I'm acknowledging that a lot of people have watched that show for a really long time, whether we love it or not.
Yeah.
Like you have to still acknowledge that it was also the number one show on TV.
All right, here it is. Bean. The guy's name is on Twitter.
Bean?
Yeah.
Bean?
At Joey Faka Bean.
Oh,
which is kind of giving you a tip
off. Yeah.
Seinfeld is trash, .. Worst show in TV history.
Now, see, when you go that far.
He sounds fun at parties.
So I replied, bro, with that Seinfeld comment, you're clearly not normal.
Yeah.
And that was the end of that.
Yeah.
So if anybody puts the, like, makes the wire lose. They're not normal.
Right.
All right. That's the way I got to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's go, John in Berlin. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
Yeah, so nothing's better than following the Big Bang Theory. Like, is there a chance that I could be worse than watching the Big Bang Theory?
A lot of people love it. I don't, you know, listen, I have no experience with the show, so I couldn't tell you how good it is.
It could be the worst.
Well, I know that. That guy wins Emmys all the time, though, that kid. Whatever his name is. What's his name, Tyrone? You know that guy.
I don't know his real
name. You don't know the actor's name, Tyrone?
No.
Come on. Natalie. What's that
I don't know it either. I'll look it up.
It's Jim something.
Zach Galifianakis or whatever.
No. It's Jim. The smart guy is Jim. The actor's Jim.
Who got the spinoff, too. He's just living rich. But hey, anyway. So
Jim Parsons is his name.
Before I get to my point, one, Natalie, I'm 8 minutes away from a divorce. If you want to go out, get the producer, grab my number. We can do that. Tyrone.
Dude, that's got to be the worst pickup line ever.
You're
Natalie. Oh, really? You're getting divorced soon? I can't wait to go out with you. Come on, brother. You got to get smoother than that.
I'm not going nowhere. I think there should be a stimulus check for people that have kids, two kids under 3 years old. Like, they should get like $9,000. That's what I think.
Is that what you have?
I have two kids under three. Yeah, it's friggin' painful, man. It's awful. Real quick, Tyrone, the Sunday package is a sucker's bet. Who wants to sit in the sun? Like, if you want to sit in the sun, go poolside. I mean, I don't get it. Like, I used to have the Tuesday package before I had kids. That was the best package.
Listen, going to a ball game, John, is a nice night out.
It's a nice night out. But when it's 88 degrees and those blue seats and you're baking in the sun,
how many games?
Not a good deal.
Well, like you're talking about one Sunday game?
No. You get the Sunday package, you got to do all Sundays at 1:05. But when you get the Tuesday, weekday package, you get a Saturday at 1, you get a Saturday at 4.
Go into the concourse and watch the game if you're too hot.
All right. Well, anyway, Mike, because you just talk over me. You're the man. Love your show, by the way. Question for you. What are we going to see first? And I know you guys were talking about it 2 days ago. I couldn't pay attention. Golf, hockey, or basketball?
When?
What are we going to see first, you think?
They're all going to be at the same time. Nobody's going to start before somebody else.
Yeah.
I guess, listen, the most logical thing to start without any fans would be golf. Because you can separate and you're outdoors and you stay away from people.
Yeah, and they're already experimenting with people starting at more, rather than first tee, there'll be 18 first tees, if that makes sense, to spread people out more. Like, I know they do that a lot of times at the majors. At every tournament, basically spread out. These guys will start at 1, 2, 3, all the way at 18 and work around to try to create more space.
Yeah, and I was thinking about this the other day. The ultimate social distancing sport is baseball.
Yeah, no, they're going to start without fans. That's why I think that they're going to do that.
Except at home plate.
That's the
time. Where you got three people clustered.
I think, they already talked about taking people's temperature and testing guys and all that kind of stuff. Uh-huh. Baseball, I think Memorial Day will be spring training. And then if they start 3 weeks later, they'll start without fans. I think baseball is going to start without fans if need be, because I think they're going to work around stuff too.
Well, my last call, man, divorce, two kids under three. That must have gone sour quick.
That's a tough scene for him, man. He's going to be broke for a really long time because he's got to pay the child support, the alimony, and the kids are under three and college. He's never going to have an extra nickel.
Does that sound like a second child to save the relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what that sounds like?
I think he was referencing the quarantine, and I think tomorrow's poll.
Yeah, he's getting a divorce, he said.
No, he said I'm about 9 minutes away from a divorce. I think he was kidding.
Oh, he was kidding.
Joking. He just wasn't good at delivering jokes.
Oh, okay.
No, because of the because everybody's stuck in the house.
Oh, that's where he was
going.
Come on,
guys.
He wasn't hitting on you for real?
My mistake.
No, I think he was kidding.
I apologize.
Which is what I was thinking. The poll tomorrow.
He was being a quit. I actually took it literally, and I'm an idiot.
Oh, yeah, that's the Friday poll we have to do tomorrow. Checking in on the relationships again.
Yeah, I think that's what he was talking about.
Okay, again.
I apologize to my man. I thought he was trying to snide you.
So no, I don't think so.
That's what I thought.
Okay. Yeah, and you thought the same thing.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, well, see, now we're ultra protective.
Yes, I'm aware.
Some remark that we always think the worst.
Yes.
All right, 610-632-0975. Back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Let's get up then our Twitter poll at 3:30. Tom McCarthy coming up at 4 o'clock in our continuing series. NBC Sports Philadelphia personalities come alive. The Twitter poll is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Nat, what you got?
Thanks, Mike. Over 1,000 votes on this one. What bothers you more? 63% say no opening day. 37% say Alshon still on the roster.
All righty. Thank you very much. Anybody watch anything interesting last night? Because I'm hooked on the OJ thing again. I get played again last night. I didn't realize it was that many parts.
Yeah, I bought it. I was watching the OJ. I was watching some of the Sixers versus Bulls.
Now, have either of you taken my advice and watched Tiger King yet?
I'm not watching it till Friday.
I got your note on that. And last night, I wasn't in the mood to do the Netflix thing. I don't know. I just was in the mood for live TV.
I'm going to watch I need both of your reactions. The people need your reactions to the show.
I'm going
to
watch it.
It's a monster show. Everybody's talking about it. I'm going to watch it this weekend. That's not a during the week show.
It's not.
Not for me.
For my mental sanity, I can only do two episodes at a time.
Really?
Oh, it's insane.
See, I like
Mike.
To start in. I don't start new shows until I'm done another. So like 000 is what I'm into now, and I don't like the commingle shows.
Oh,
okay. But I may start that tonight.
I just can't. I'm laughing thinking about the two of you watching it.
Really?
Yeah, because I can't wait to hear what you guys have to say about it.
In that case, if it's a topic, I'm going to watch tonight.
Oh, so it's a topic.
Talk about it tomorrow. But the OJ thing, like reliving that Bronco drama, is just fascinating.
Yeah.
If you remember, they had the guy in the helicopter.
Yeah.
Was the guy that had the thing on live TV first because he was savvy enough to try to find the Bronco in the helicopter.
Yeah.
And he spotted it. And that guy actually transgendered.
Yeah, is now a woman.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way as he's telling the story, he breaks in, like, he's got this monster story. Think about this monster story this guy uncovers. And he comes into live TV with the story, narrating the Bronco chase.
Yeah, it's incredible. She was also first with the riot.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, yes.
The Rodney King
situation.
Because the cop somehow didn't know what was coming. But she did. And was right on the scene with... So most of the footage, the early footage, was her in the helicopter again.
Right.
Like, apparently...
What was fascinating about that whole thing, that all the people in the L.A. area who descended upon the house, and it's like surreal.
And
like, Al Kelly brings the Bronco in. He's got the gun under his chin. He was never going to be. You know that guy was never going to pull that trigger.
Never.
It was never going to happen.
No, it might not even been loaded. But and what's crazy to me is at the time, because how people shifted, how everybody was rooting for OJ. At the time, there was a bunch of signs on the highway.
It became fashionable to root for OJ.
Everybody, I'm talking about early, was rooting for OJ. People were holding up signs.
As he pulled into his house, people were all about OJ.
Every single one of those Caucasian people turned on OJ by the time the trial started. But they were rooting for OJ because they turned on OJ quick.
A bunch of college age type of dudes that were going, let's go do the OJ thing, man.
Yeah.
You know?
They couldn't get Al Michaels, but Al Michaels apparently talked to him right after or right before that.
Really?
And he said the reason he knew OJ was guilty is never once did OJ say, I didn't do it. He kept saying, Al, these people think I did it.
Yeah.
Not, Al, I didn't do it.
The one ally that he had was that cop, Ship.
That guy stayed loyal to the end.
Then he said, like, he turned on him when he said, Well, OJ told him first about the cut. He said he got it on Broken Glass in Chicago.
Yeah.
And then he talked to two other parties, and Chains has had different stories. And he goes, at that point, he goes, I'm out. And they asked me to be part of the team, and I said no.
He did.
Zero.
When he said but later on, he kept talking about how much he loved OJ no matter what.
Yeah, well, everybody had genuine love for OJ. Like the story the guy told about Al Cowlings, that in high school he jumped in front of him. The guy had a starter pistol. You hear that story?
Yeah.
And the guy has a starter pistol. Let's go scare OJ with this starter pistol on the football field in high school. And he shows up with the gun, and Al Cowlings jumped in front of him.
But that was before. What happened there with Natalie on her end. But that was before OJ had taken his girl, and he still thought like that.
Yeah.
I'd let him shoot him. Take my girl when I'm in high school. I'm not protecting nothing.
I got to be honest with you. I put myself in the dude's position in the backseat of a Bronco in that chase. Knowing in my heart I killed two people, and there's no way it could end up right. I'm pulling the trigger. There's no other alternative at that point.
I'm not pulling the trigger.
You're not? I am. I'm going to answer it. They got me. I'm backed into a car. I got no chance at normal life at this point.
And most people could understand, not that it's never, ever, ever okay. Nicole Brown Simpson, pure victim. A lot of people in real time understood the Goldman part because he's driving around OJ's car and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I could have believed temporary insanity. The problem is not for the woman you were domestically abusing. That's not temporary insanity.
Yeah, but the whole thing, reliving that whole thing is just, my God. The times that we've been through here, dramas.
The 30 for 30 about this, it's going to be 20 parts.
Yeah. Danny and Delco, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Danny.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Danny?
Happy opening day.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, just want to talk about the Phillies, you know. Spencer Howard and Alex Boehm and those guys coming up. Do you think this extended time kind of helps their development, or you think it hurts them in any way?
Whose development?
Like Spencer Howard and Alex Boehm and Scott and those guys that are coming up that are supposed to be pieces.
Yeah, how could it help their development?
Well, that's what I'm curious about. I mean, obviously getting time in spring training and in-game experience is going to help them, but, I mean, being young guys, still having the extended time just to be with the trainers and get into the system and be with the guys, I mean, is that...
The only way you get better is to play. That's the only way you get better. You got to get at-bats. You got to get you got to throw to hitters. That's the only way you get better.
Now, with Boehm's experience at first base, if he doesn't get his confidence back, you think that he's going to be a competitor for that position?
Possibility. I really think that they would like to have him be the third baseman. And because they don't have a future with the guy that's there, so you know, I think really they would hope for that mostly. But it is possible that if he slumps that badly, Boehm comes up as a first baseman and then moves to third the following year.
I can see that, and then at that point, you keep Kingery in third. Or now, if there's nothing in center field, do you keep him out in center?
No, he's got to be a second baseman.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking now. The other question I had was with Zach Ertz and kind of chipping over the Eagles a little bit. Now, after his statement with, kind of coming out with Philly, does that now change your perspective of him staying, all the talk with Goddard and him coming in and kind of being the next guy up?
It's up to management at this point, right? Did that influence them to keep Jenkins?
Well, I think we should have kept Jenkins, but I understand that Haley's really trying to push for the younger guys, and with the way he developed that Super Bowl team, with that 3-year mark.
Let's put it this way: I don't think that Zach Ertz can protect himself and be a lifelong Eagle because he's good in the community.
And that's understandable. I mean, it's a business at the end of the day.
Yes. All right, man. You want to do a game?
Yeah, of course. I'm always down for a game.
All right, so this, you know what we're doing here with the Field of 64?
Yeah, I understand.
All right. The 6 seed is Roseanne versus the 3 seed, The Simpsons.
Who was the 3 seed?
The 3 seed was The Simpsons. The 6 seed was Roseanne.
Oh, man. I mean, you have to go with The Simpsons on that one. Roseanne's great, but I mean... Come on, The Simpsons predict him. It's about everything.
All right, there you go. The Simpsons survive.
That's the right move. Real fast before we go to break, got to give a lot of credit to the Sixers and Michael Rubin. He has converted his factory in Pennsylvania, his Fanatics factory. He's the owner, creator of the company Fanatics. He has now turned it into a facility to make masks.
Oh, good.
And other
That's awesome.
Things for nurses full time.
That's fantastic that he did that. In fact, that should have been enforced a few days ago. Industry should be compelled to do that, taking advantage of the federal act, but of course it has not been yet.
No, so I want to give credit because we rip people. We got to give credit. He did that on his own. Then he reached out to the governor and the attorney general about how to get the stuff out. But he has now, and apparently the Fanatics, he's showing pictures of the mask. They have pinstripes like they're Phillies, but they're apparently safe masks that he's going to give to the local hospitals. And
that's
then after
stuff.
That, go
that's
nationwide.
Good stuff by Michael Rubin.
Props to Michael Rubin and the Sixers.
Nice job. All right, 610-632-0975. Don't forget 4 o'clock Tom McCarthy. We're back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It is 3:48. Yeah, it's Mike Missinelli Show. Thursday show. We continue to feel 64. Talk about anything that's on your mind. It's some Eagles issues. Howie Roseman did talk today and spoke on the Alshon thing, spoke on free agency, said that the price for DeAndre Hopkins was changed. So Arizona could get him easier. That wasn't the same offer that he received from the Texans.
Apparently, there's some bitterness, according to rumors, over the Dillard move last year.
Oh, really?
When Howie moved in front of him to draft Dillard, who they really liked. Apparently, he would be a petty guy like that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. And we said this at the top of the hour, things are going on with the Stimulus Act and what it's going to provide. And if you're a single American, you're going to get $1,200. If you're a married couple, $2,400. And $500 for each child under 17. Payments will be cut for people making more than $75,000. And if you're making 99 plus, you're not going to get anything. And student loans are suspended from foreclosure. Real ID timeline was suspended. Unemployment, you're going to get an extra $600 a week. And there's all kinds of loans for industry out there, including hospitals getting $117 billion. So all that's good as we try to get back to normal. 610-632-0975. Andrew in Westchester joins us. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Good.
I just want to talk about the Eagles for a second. I agree that they should go the route of wide receiver in the first round. And I've been listening to you guys all week, and obviously the names getting thrown around, Jerry Jeudy, CeeDee Lamb, Henry Ruggs. But I'm looking at this guy that came out of Clemson, T. Higgins.
Mm-hmm.
I like him a lot, and I know you really value the speed that Ruggs has, but Higgins ran a 4.39 40, and he also has about 5 inches and 20 pounds on Ruggs. And the latest mock draft I saw on CBS Sports as of like hours ago had Higgins falling all the way down to like 26 to Miami. So they wouldn't even have to trade anything to get him, I don't think. So I think that could be a good value pick for them, and then they can maintain those second and third round picks. What do you think?
I just don't like him as much as I like the other guys. I think if you're going to end up with a guy who's like fourth or fifth on the list, I don't understand why you would have to do that. When you can get aggressive and get a guy, you can absolutely, you can count on. Boom. Yeah, this guy, I understand, like, where did you, is that the number he ran at the combine?
He ran a 4.39, yeah, and he's 6'4 and 210.
He did run a 4.39, because that's where the reports on him wasn't that he wasn't that kind of a speedster.
Everybody thought that he wasn't.
Why do you think he's dropping then?
I couldn't tell you, but I think that they should jump on it. I mean, the guy's got a hell of a wingspan. He catches everything, and I think he's a better route runner than Ruggs is, too.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what they do. You know, I don't know if they're going to I can't figure out what they're going to do. They're so – these draft picks for them now, they proclaim them to be so special. They may, maybe they won't give a couple to move up.
All right.
But I think he's got to be fluid. If there's a guy they really like, I don't know what they feel about Higgins. I don't know what they feel about Jefferson. And you can pretty much read on what other people feel about the other guys. If they like one of those other guys and the draft starts, they got to be fluid. They got to be willing to bounce and make a move.
Okay.
All right. You want to field a 64 game here?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. This will complete the Sweet 16 on the sitcom side. Sanford and Son, 10 seed, versus the 2 seed, Friends.
Could Friends be a better show? Give me Friends.
Friends. Excuse me.
That guy sounded like a big Friends fan.
I don't know.
Yeah, Chandler joke.
That was pretty funny.
It was not.
I liked it.
I didn't like when Chandler made it either.
Of course you didn't.
Why? I could like it. I could like a joke. I just didn't.
Could you be any more obvious?
Well, listen, yeah. I love Sanford and Son. I would have taken that over Friends because my personal like. But Friends is the number 2 seed for a reason. And so now this sets up the Sweet 16 on the sitcom side.
All right.
Seinfeld versus All in the Family.
That's a big matchup.
MASH versus The Office.
So all chalk there, right?
Yes, 1 seed, 2 seed, the 4 seed, 3 seed. You're right, all chalk.
All chalk, yeah.
South Park versus Big Bang Theory. Simpsons versus Friends.
So chalk at the bottom, but not chalk at all
no,
at the top.
No, South Park in an upset, the 8 seed, and yeah. Big Bang, the 5th seed, but chalk with Simpsons and Friends.
All right. I'm very interested in how this is going to work out.
All right, so in the 4 o'clock hour, we will determine the Sweet 16 on the dramas side. It's interesting games coming up. Will The Wire survive?
I think The Wire is going to make it to the Sweet 16.
You think so?
The question is, aren't they in the same bracket as The Sopranos?
Yeah, but The Sopranos, is they can only meet in the Final 4.
No, they can meet in the lead. Then they're not in the same bracket.
No. The Sopranos is the 2 seed.
Right, so they can meet in the lead.
In the lower bracket.
Oh, in the lower bracket. They're not
yes.
in the same bracket.
No, not in the same
who's
bracket.
Who's the 2 seed?
The 2 seed is Mad Men.
No, Mad Men's not going to beat The Wire.
Well, see, The Wire was the number 1 seed in the tournament. So they got the weakest 2 seed.
Yeah, Mad Men. Yeah, that's fine. I'm saying Mad Men's not going to win.
The committee had it all figured out.
I'm fine with that. I'm trying to figure out who
can upset.
Can
The Wire beat Hill Street Blues is the question.
I think so. So it's going to be Breaking Bad possibly versus Sopranos.
That is correct.
If it went chalk.
No, it would be Breaking Bad versus Sopranos.
If
yeah.
it went, if it goes
yes,
chalk.
Yes, in the Elite Eight.
Mm, okay.
All
I
right.
like that.
4 o'clock hour is ahead. We will talk to Tom McCarthy, the Phillies TV play-by-play man. And, you know, it's funny because he's got the double whammy. He got cut out of baseball and cut out of the NCAA tournament. Because he would have had a lot of games in the NCAA tournament.
He would have.
Mike Misnelli Show back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.